Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.
Now, from birthdays to weddings, it's an industry that we use for all the highs and lows of life. They can mean anything from an apology to an I love you and never seem to go out of fashion. This week, we are taking a look at the industry of florists. I'm delighted to be joined by Martha O'Kelly, the owner of Floral Art and Greystones, Cat Fall House, who's the owner of Adonis Flowers, and Anna Grant, the co-owner of Flowers Made Easy. You're all very welcome to the studio, ladies. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you,
first of all, before we start, we are looking, ladies and gentlemen, at the most beautiful display of floral art here. Thank you for bringing that in, Martha. It looks absolutely smashing. And we'll talk about the complexity of that and how you make all these up in a minute. But Martha, we'll start with you. Maybe tell us about your own business. You're out in Greystones. You're there since 2014. Tell us all.
Yeah, so we started 3 years ago, myself and my business partner, Adrian. And we are delighted. We're doing really well. We are very busy. We started two girls. There were six of us now. So we are very busy.
Great.
And, you know, Greystone is a busy, it's a buzzing village. So much happened. And we are delighted and it's going strength to strength.
That's great. And you've got a mix of business from, I suppose, you've got some corporate business. You've got walk-in retail business. Do you do any online business?
We do. We have online business. The shop, our main business is between the shop and our contracts.
Okay,
yeah, hotels and restaurants, and we do a lot of private houses and companies. And
okay, right. Well, stay there with you now because we've loads to talk to you about. Let's bring in Cat Fall House, the owner of Adonis. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Adonis, yeah.
Yeah, Adonis Flowers, yeah. Tell us about your business, Cat.
So Adonis is long established, but I took it over 3 years ago.
Right.
So I'm not new to the industry, but I'm new to this shop. And yeah, we've been very busy ourselves as well. I can say that things are going good for
us. Now, you're located up there by Patrick's Cathedral. So do you get some wedding business? Does your location lend itself to that, you know, being beside the church or
the
cathedral?
We have some passing trade, which is great, but we advertise for weddings as well, so we would get weddings. And there's a lot of word of mouth, so one wedding kind of leads to another for us.
Okay.
Yeah, so this year has been very busy with that.
And you've done some collaboration, have you, with some Irish designers? Tell me, I'm reading here, Louise Kennedy in Dublin to create a floral look for fashion shows. Do you do some fashion shows?
We have in the past, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, our client base is constantly changing, so.
Right, cool. Now, let's talk about Flowers Made Easy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're joined by Anna Grant, a co-owner there. Anna, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
Now, you seem to be in a business that's been around a few years and you seem to be a wholesaler of flowers of sorts.
Yes, we are indeed as well. So basically what we did was we started the online side of the business, Flowers Made Easy, in 2006. And then we've kind of, I suppose, grown the business from there. So we're online. We're also now going to be retail, opening our first store this weekend.
Whoa.
In Fox Rock, so we're all really delighted and excited about that. And then we're also obviously wedding florists, and we are a wholesaler as well.
Okay.
And a flower school. So there's a couple of different businesses we're sitting within under Flowers Made Easy.
Can you explain for me, if you would, Anna, about the wholesale business of flowers?
Yeah.
You're bringing a truck of flowers directly in from Holland.
So what we do is we have, we would have a partner in Holland that we order through, and we avail that service to other customers. So other florists can order online and get their flowers delivered straight into our warehouse in Sandyford, and we can either deliver to their door or they can come and collect whichever they want. So they can have their flowers within 2 days right to their shop. And what they're ordering is something that's a live product. It's physically what they can see there on the website is what comes to their store.
Okay. And the shelf life of a flower coming from Holland,
mm-hmm.
what sort of time do you have?
It really depends on the flower, really,
yeah.
And the variety of flowers that they buy. But the quality that we get from our supplier is brilliant, and we stand behind with the quality that we bring in. By the time you order it, it takes 2 days to get to Ireland. So that's kind of, I suppose, the ship from shipping from Holland.
Okay.
It's two
and,
boats.
And do you supply florists then all around the country?
We do indeed, all throughout the country. So we also have a sundries warehouse that they can order online, or they can come into the shop as well in Sandyford and physically touch the different products that they want to buy, from vases to all the different supplies that florists need to make the bouquets and make the creations from. So they have it all
sounds,
there.
Sounds fascinating.
Yeah,
Martha, if I could come back to you and tell me about the qualification around becoming a florist. There are lots of flower shops around. The work that you've done here, this beautiful creation of colour, of art, of complexity. How long does it take you to be able to do something, an arrangement such as this that we're looking in front of us here?
Well, this is just made in a bark container, and it's tubes and then water. So some of the containers we make ourselves. Some we go abroad and we get trained as well. We bring some people over, some master florists. We bring twice a year someone different that goes over and teaches the four of us. We're four florists. So teaches techniques and new designs and, you know,
so
mechanics.
You're constantly learning,
so we're always learning. Myself and Adrian in Paris last week for 3 days. So we visit the top five flower shop from Paris. We had a chance to stay a few hours, see how they work, and just learning techniques and new design, new approach. And we're trying to bring back and introduce it to floral art.
Yeah, it is, it is an art, as you say, and it's an art, it's a craft, it's a business. So you've got to be lots of things, don't you?
There's a lot of things to go different and to, you know, to learn what's happening out there, just keep on improving and improving, to be able to bring different things to Ireland and to our shop. That's the main, that's what we really like, the idea to, you know, expand, or be more creative and learn from others too.
And you say you're inspired by fashion, by art, by great cuisine, and by the sea. All of which inspire our lush bouquets and arrangements.
That sounds great. That's it.
Wow. Okay.
Everything inspired us. It's such a great industry. So,
Kat, can I ask you about the influence of online floral shopping? Again, you have a retail unit. Do you sell online, or do you solely retail?
Well, actually, Bobby, we're excited because we're about to launch our new web shop.
I gave you the perfect cue there for that.
That's currently under construction. That'll be hopefully opening in the next month or two.
Okay.
You'll be able to browse our products then at any time of the day, and obviously purchase and also from abroad. Because at the minute we have the shop, and obviously we're open 7 days there. But if anyone wanted to shop after hours, it's going to be possible very shortly.
And just tell me about the consumer, the online consumer. Do somebody, like, again, it's a product that you want to touch and feel, I would have thought. Can you sell a bouquet by a picture on a web page?
Well, we hope so. We have some really good photography that we've done, and we've been trying to capture not only what our shop stands for, but hopefully also the quality of our product. So I hope that it does translate in the web shop. But we also always invite people just to pop in, have a chat with us if they're not the type of people that want to just pick from a picture.
Yeah.
I mean, as I said, we're there 7 days a week. Pop in, and you know, we can help you, and it's just more personal as well.
Anna, can I ask you about the FFP, the flower fair plants, the ethical side of the business?
Yeah.
Fair trade in coffee has been very prevalent over the years. I'm seeing
Absolutely.
It starting to come to the fore now in flowers as well. How does it work from a wholesale florist point of view?
Well, basically what it is it's managed really from in Holland, and they would advise when you're purchasing from the website or the web shop, you know whether that particular product, whether it might be a lily or a rose, is fair trade. I have noticed just even from customers calling into the store, calling into our shop and where in Sandyford, that is something that they're, you know, that they're quite interested in to know that it is part of it. But it's, you know, I suppose it's also difficult, and it's not a massive part of it yet. But that's not to say that it won't.
Okay, so
it
you're
won't
seeing
grow.
Some consumers,
seeing some consumers, and also I suppose in Holland, I'm sure, and the different growers overseas as well. I think that's something that they're going to be looking in and developing as well themselves.
Yeah, okay,
definitely.
Marta O'Kelly, can I ask you about the sense of occasion, again, when people use a florist? Is it about saying thank you or saying sorry or saying happy birthday? Does it have to be sort of occasion driven?
Yeah, for us, a lot is occasion driven. Yeah. You know, someone that going out for dinner, they want to bring some beautiful flowers. A lot of sorry from men that something wrong and they wanted to get in the right place.
We're always saying sorry.
It's happy occasions and sad occasions. Yeah. So, you know, everybody like to say something with flowers, and we just try to help and find out what's the occasion and help the customer to choose the right product and the right colors. Just guide them. And mainly that's the way it goes for us.
Would you find the same in your business, Kat? You would?
Yes, absolutely. We do. It's still an occasion-driven product. But, you know, I do think that people shouldn't just be buying flowers for other people or when they want to express sentiments. We have beautiful creations for the home to treat yourself or to spruce up the office or the house. We have lovely houseplants, all that kind of thing.
And where does the business sort of converge with, I suppose, where does it converge with interior design, or does it?
I think there's certainly aspects of that in our work as well. And it does, you know, I mean, it does change room if you put in a fresh flower arrangement or a nice house plant. It does certainly, you know, make an impact.
And how long, once I buy the flowers, how long can I keep them on my mantelpiece? Like, how long should they last me as a consumer? Should I get a week out of them, two weeks?
You need to be caring after them, Bobby, now.
I'm a real man. I'm a real man.
As long as you give it some attention.
And nobody asked me to put in sort of special food and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So there's maintenance as well. So what do you often see guys coming into the shop and you clearly know that guy's had a row with his partner?
Oh yeah, sure.
You can spot them halfway down.
There's no problem with what he's spending here.
Sure. How bad is it?
Yeah, money's not a problem. Yeah. He has to impress. Yeah. So that happen a lot, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely,
well.
They do.
So you can. The trick is to be able to spot those guys. I know that he's a lamb to the slaughter. Yeah.
Especially after match day.
Like, always in good. A match day. Yeah.
I can easily get 200 euro out of this guy who came in to spend 50. Fantastic.
For us in a match day, we know when they come early and they always buy flowers, and especially on Saturday, those big matches at the moment. And then they go home.
Is that
the
to
wife,
ask so they go?
She's happy and they can watch the match.
Right.
We find a lot, yeah.
And do you guys now turn down your nose on fellas like me who buy sort of spa flowers or garage flowers?
No,
petrol forecourt flowers. Yeah. They're always, at least you make the effort, you arrive, you say, well, look, I bought some flowers. They mightn't be great, but they are flowers.
But they're not the same than buy from a florist, I think.
You know? No,
they are different. But I think at least if your lucky wife is lucky that she's getting. Yeah. So you're good to do that. But maybe next time give her the chance
it's
of getting something
even nicer.
And support a local business with local florists and local artists. I mean, I think that's important as well.
One of the things as well about your business is that you will see flower sellers now at farmers markets and that
Absolutely.
Kind of thing, which I think is good. Mm-hmm. Again, it's a business that somebody can enter that through that.
There's also one of a great lily supplier that he grows his own lilies down in. He does it in the People's Park on a Sunday.
I see him
and
there.
He's an Irish supplier, and we have also had his you know, what he has left over, we then would have up in our warehouse in Zaniford. But I think it's great that they do go to the local markets and that they're creating, you know, beautiful things at you know, great different prices.
Is Holland the main sort of centre for European flowers?
It is the hub for it. Yeah. But you know, they're coming in from every corner of the world, from Kenya, Colombia. So that you know,
Ecuador.
it's just like the roses from Ecuador that are coming in. So it's just really the hub.
And what about then our own climate and indigenous flowers, as in ones that we can grow ourselves? What's the scope there?
Unfortunately, I suppose there's not really that great of a scope because of of my belief anyway, of our weather, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But there is, like, as I said, that lily supplier, his lilies are absolutely phenomenal when he has them, when it's in season for him.
There's another lavender farm down.
And there's another, she's a lady who grows beautiful Sweet William. Again, it's all very seasonal based. So when the season is right, the flowers that do come out of this country are second to none.
And for us, it'd be mainly Irish, the greenery, eucalyptus and beautiful greenery. I think it's the strongest for flower art here would be the in greenery. The Irish is really much better than the Holland.
Which is actually exported to Holland
That's it, yeah. So,
is that right?
Yeah.
So those trucks coming over can take stuff back.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That works for everybody.
Yeah.
So the greenery will be
and at Christmas
the
time they do fabulous
here for us florists to be the Irish greenery more than fresh cut flowers.
Okay, and then in terms of the, like, you're in the display business. It is a business that, you know, what are the other factors besides the quality of the raw material? So there's packaging, there's the plastic outer, there's all those other things that you have to have.
So there's all the, I suppose, what they would be called is it goes to the sundries.
The sundries
side of it. So that would make up all the different bouquets, arrangements, everything from even for wedding flowers. There's so many different sundries and equipment that you need to be able to create these things. And it's, again, I think there's the range of what's available now is just what's available to florists is huge now.
And finally, can I ask you about the trends? And, you know, businesses are subject to trends. What about weddings now? What are people doing around flowers? Are they is there something in fashion or in vogue at the moment, Martha?
For in our shop at the moment, a lot of the brides are going for this overflow style bouquet that's, you know, it's coming from America and you know, large blooms, a lot of foliage. They're slightly bigger than the normal posy. Arches are very big at the moment. A lot of florists going for arches, full arch and half arch, floral wall. So it's very dynamic at the moment.
Sounds good.
And it's great.
Spending lots of money then, the brides, yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
They are.
Well, happy days. Listen, it's
can't complain.
It's great to meet the three of you and your wonderful ambassadors for your business. I'd like to thank my guests, Martha O'Kelly, the owner of co-owner of Floral Art and Greystones, Cat Val House, the owner of Adonis Flowers, and Anna Grant, co-owner of Flowers Made Easy. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for joining
us.
And thank you again for this beautiful bouquet.
Thank you. Enjoy.
Right, there we go, folks. Flowers Made Easy. That's us.
Down to business on Newstalk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.